So I want to thank the organizers for the invitation to Toronto. So my talk will be about a topological trace formula and applications of this formula. They correspond to the principle of functoriality. As an application, one can get multiplicity results for automorphic representations in the cohomology of Siegel modular threefolds. So the topological trace formula is in some sense more general. It's a formula which works for an arbitrary reductive group G over Q. So G over Q is a connected reductive algebraic group, and to this group we associate locally symmetric spaces, which I call XKF. So this is the double coset space. We take the group G over the adels and divide out the rational points from the left and from the right, the product of K infinity, Z infinity, and KF, where K infinity and G of R is the maximal one under the connected and compact subgroups. The infinity this may vary in the theory, but I fix it to be the connected component. Of the R-valued points. Of the maximal Q-split torus in the center of G, and KF is some open and compact subgroup of the finite adels. So the talk will be related to twisted endoscopy, and further datum is an outer automorphism of the group G, or at first time only an automorphism of G, of finite order, some finite order, let's say N, and we assume for simplicity that eta stabilizes the maximal compact K infinity, and also we consider only KFs which are stabilized by eta. And finally, I consider a finite dimensional representation. Of the semi-direct product of G with the group generated by eta, this will be called G tilde, and associated to this finite dimensional representation of G, so of G over Q bar, say, let's say, is a local system, E tilde, on this locally symmetric space XKF, and the object we are interested in are the cohomology groups of these locally symmetric spaces XKF with coefficients in this local system E tilde. Sorry, I introduced the notation HIG E tilde, which shall be the direct limit over all KF of the cohomology groups of these locally symmetric spaces XKF E tilde, and on this direct limit we have an action of the semi-direct product of the finite ideals of the group G with this finite group eta. So it's a module for over this semi-direct product. And what the topological trace formula will tell us is not this individual term, but the alternating sum as an element in the Grothendieck group of admissible representations. So what we want to understand is H star G E. This will be the alternating sum minus 1 to the i-th power of H I G E tilde, and this is an element of the Grothendieck group in the sense of a K zero group of the category of admissible representations of this group. So a most satisfactory description would be if we would use the Arthur-Selberg trace formula, but for this topological defined cohomology groups, it's sufficient to use the topological trace formula for the computations. You may have heard that there's a trace formula of Gorski and McPherson, but I have a little bit a different concept for the trace formula, and I will explain it in a few minutes how one can deduce a trace formula for these locally symmetric spaces. The problem is that these locally symmetric spaces are not non-compact. So it's not obvious how to apply the Lefschetz trace formula for compact manifolds to these. So let's start and fix P0 inside G minimal Q parabolic subgroup. And in P0, we take S0, a maximal Q-split torus, and for simplicity, assume that eta stabilizes this pair, although this doesn't matter. With delta, I denote the set of simple roots with respect to this pair P0, S0. So delta is a subset of the group of characters of S0. And R denotes the order of this set of simple roots. And this is a semi-simple rank, Q rank of the group. Then one knows that one has a compactification, the Poincaré compactification. Of XKF, this embeds into XKF bar, and XKF bar has a stratification over all subsets, all proper subsets, all subsets of delta with spaces which I call XY. K F and recall that here we have a one-to-one correspondence between boundary strata. Which are now called XKFY between rational parabolics PY, which satisfy that P0 is included in them, and between subsets Y of this set of simple roots. PY has a product decomposition as MY times UY with into a Levy and a unipotent part. And what I will further consider is the group of reflections. I call it sigma, and it's plus minus one to the delta, so it's consists of all families of signs indexed by the set of simple roots, and this group sigma acts in an obvious way on the following space. I take I denote the space by sigma KF, and what I'm doing is I take the Poincaré compactification XKF times sigma and divide out an equivalence relation. So the action of this group is via this component, and the equivalence relation is as follows: a pair X and consists of an X and a family of signs, epsilon alpha, is equivalent to a X, X prime, epsilon prime alpha, if and only if X equals X prime, and so this is lies in some XKF, in some boundary stratum XKFY, and we have epsilon alpha equals epsilon alpha prime for all alpha in this set Y. So if Y is the empty set, there is no condition, and all the boundary stratum corresponding to the minimal parabolics are all identified here, and the boundary stratum corresponding to Y equal delta, this is the interior of the Poincaré compactification, this appears in this 2 to the r components. So what happens here is we glue together 2 to the r components of this locally symmetric space along the boundary strata of the Borel circumpactification, and we obtain what has, of course, this has to be proved. A compact differentiable manifold sigma kf with an action of this little group sigma, and that is a different differential manifold. Of course, it has to be checked in a local. I write down a local description around the fiber xkfy. This looks as follows. I take the rational points of the parabolic PI and let it act on the following space. I call this space I call it S infinity Y times GAF modulo KF, and this space X infinity Y is PY of R modulo the intersection of PY of R of the real points of the parabolics with the maximal compact times the central group Z infinity, and then I take fiber push out over with some space of the form R to the delta minus y. So I take R to the roots which are not in delta y, and plus minus 1 to y, and I take this my next identification that I have an action of a group A y here which acts on both sides, and I divide out the simultaneous action. So A y is the following. I take Sy, which will I explain in a minute, intersected with the derived group of G, so the real points of the derived group, and from this group I take the group of the connected component. So this is a real connected group, and Sy is the intersection of all kernels of the roots which lie in this subset I of the set of simple roots. So it's a subgroup of S0, and it includes the group S delta, which corresponds, this is the maximal cool split torus in the center of G. So this quotient here is the same as the quotient, the local, the symmetric space in the real place. So G of R modulo K infinity Z infinity by the just by Iwasawa decomposition. But if you write it in this way, then you have can see the action of A y here, because A this intersection Py of R with the maximal compact is the same as the intersection of Mi of R with the maximal compact, and the group Si centralizes Mi. So Mi is the centralizer of Si, And if you do this in this way, you see that Ly acts here from the right, and on this space it just acts via the roots. So this is by the roots alpha n delta minus y. So, and what happens is that this original space XKF, or its Lorentz circumpractification, is the quotient of this space, which I call sigma kf, if I divide out the action of this finite group sigma. And from this it follows that the cohomology of xkf, because this is a homotopy equivalence, respectively the cohomology with compact support herein, can be obtained as weighted eigenspace of as an eigenspace of under sigma of the cohomology of this larger compact manifold sigma. And from this it follows that we have the following trace identity. So the trace of HF times eta acting on the cohomology of XKF E. Tilde is the same as 2 to the minus r, and I sum over all reflections in this little group sigma and take the trace of hf times sigma times times eta times the reflection sigma, and this acts on the cohomology of this manifold, compact manifold sigma kf e tilde. And there's a variant. If I take the cohomology with compact support here, I have to multiply this with the sign of sigma, where the sign of some sigma alpha, alpha runs over all simple roots, is just the product over all sigma alpha. So what one can do now is one can apply the Lefschetz trace formula in the following situation. Oh, I've forgotten, HF is some Hecke operator, so it's the Schwarz-Brüher function on the group GAF, G over the finite ideals, compactly supported and locally constant. So the situation is that I have a sub-manifold C in the product of two compact oriented differentiable manifolds. It's a correspondence. So this means here we have two projections, and then we have here two maps to X, P1 and P2. Assume that P2 is a local diffeomorphism. And furthermore, so X is a compact oriented differentiable manifold. And D inside the X times X denotes the diagonal. And I assume furthermore that I have the following transversality condition. First of all, I consider the intersection of the correspondence with the diagonal, and I write it as a disjoint union of its connecting components. So this is a decomposition in connected components. These I call phi I, and I assume that the phi I's are differentiable submanifolds, and second, I assume that the I have transversality in the following sense. So C and D have the same dimension at X, and usually transversality would say that the intersection only consists of isolated points, but here I allow them these the connected components of the intersection to be manifolds of higher dimension, but the tangent bundles of this correspondence C and of the diagonal D restricted to a connected component they intersect just in the tangent bundle of the connected component phi I. So the, here I have a relation for the tangent bundles. I think so. But can it happen that we have a point of higher order in this intersection? So if the tangent bundles coincide, then this has to be a direction in which the connecting component lives, actually. So, and furthermore, I consider a local system on X and a morphism of local systems from P1 of upper star of E to P2 upper star of E. And then the formula reads as follows. The trace of the following composition. First, I take P upper star, which this X on the cohomology of the space X with coefficient in the local system E. First, I go with P1 upper star to the correspondent C. Then I just take the morphism on the coefficient system phi, and then I go with pi lower, pi2 lower star backwards to the original space X. This is the sum over all connected components. So this is another I, not the I from subset of the set of simple roots. I take the Euler characteristic of phi I, the trace of phi, which is now, if I restrict it to a connected component, an endomorphism of the local system. So it has a trace, and I multiply it with a sine epsilon y, where epsilon y is minus 1 to the number of negative real eigenvalues of the endomorphism, 1 minus p p2 lower star, p1 upper star, p1 think I should assume that p1 and p2 are local diffeomorphisms, but this doesn't matter. P1 upper star, and it acts on the tangent bundle of phi I, and this number is independent of the point in which I calculate this, so I can write it another way. It's the sine of the determinant of 1 minus p2 lower star, p1 upper star, acting on t phi of I. So, of course, one has to check that these transversality constitutions are satisfied in the above situation. But if one has done this, then it is clear that the sum here is finite, because in each neighborhood of a connected component, there cannot be each connected component has a neighborhood which meets no other connected components. So by the compactness, the number of connected components of this fixed point set must be finite. So one can now apply this general topological trace formula in the to the situation we have here, and then it appears that in this formula, we have to calculate the fixed point sets, and the fixed point sets on the boundary strata appear sometimes for different reasons. Sometimes they appear because we have here a reflection sigma, and they may appear also if sigma is replaced by another reflection. So they appear here with possible different signs, and one has to calculate whether these signs epsilon or I are the same or not if one changes this sigma, and then some six-point components cancel out, and some other add up and then give 2 to the R. And what one finally gets after a lot of straightforward but very laborious computation is a fixed-point formula. I will not state this fixed-point formula here, but only the stabilization of it in some special situation. So it appears that the six-point formula is a sum over conjugate the classes of elements in the group G or in some parabolics inside G. And one has to analyze, one of course wants to stabilize this formula, and it appears that the formula is already stable, so it's a sum of in some cases. Also it makes a stabilization in the following situation. First, I assume that G is a split group, and beta fixes some splitting. So by this I mean a triple consisting of a Borel B, a torus T, and a system of root vectors for the alpha running in the set of simple roots. And furthermore, I assume for simplicity that the Galois cohomology of G, of the group G, does not contribute to the problem. Determining the conjugacy classes inside a stable class. By this I mean that I will be in some of the following examples. G is GLN or GL1 or a product of such groups, or GSP2N or 2G, SP2G, or PGL with an odd index 2N plus 1. And here I have to fix the outer automorphism in eta. So eta has to be not a trivial automorphism, but the square has to be trivial. So and then the stabilized formula reads as follows. The trace of HF times eta acting on the cohomology with compact supports XKF E tilde. This is a sum over all subsets of the set of simple roots which are eta invariant. I take minus 1 to the number of eta orbits in the complement, so delta minus y modulo eta, and then I sum over all classes in the parabolic pi of q modulo stable eta conjugacy. And I have three factors, one which depends only on the infinity component of gamma, so of gamma is considered as a, an element in the real group. I take the trace of gamma times eta acting on the coefficient system E on the representation, and I have a stable orbital integral of eta of gamma times eta of the Schwarzbrüher functions HF, which has to occur here. And here we have the following conditions, where A infinity is A of gamma infinity is zero, unless the following happens. First of all, the naive norm of this element gamma or gamma infinity, which is by definition, yes, one can calculate it in the semi-direct product, and then it's just gamma, oh no, I have written it in the form eta times gamma to the power n, and it was the order of eta as an outer automorphism, or more concrete, it's eta to the minus n minus 1 of gamma times eta to the n minus 2 of gamma, and so on until I arrive at gamma, and this has to be conjugate in pi of r to an element in the following group. I take this intersection of k infinity with mi of r or pi of r, multiply it with the central factor C infinity and also with this real group AY. So this means, this implies that this norm has to be semi-simple and apart from a factor which lies in a Q-split torus, which is just this here, it lies in a it is elliptic over the reals. So I call this that the norm of gamma infinity has to be Ri elliptic. And the second condition is that the following characters applied to this norm have to be greater, give a value which is greater than 1. So the norm of this naive norm of gamma infinity, if one applies a character which I call chi I alpha on it, that it has to be greater than 1, and this has to be the case for all simple roots in the complement of I. And where the chi I alpha is the character of the parabolic pi, so homomorphism to the multiplicative group. Such that the restriction of chi I alpha to the torus Si is a multiple of the root alpha restricted to this torus Si. So if one has such a trace formula, but one wants to compare it with the similar trace formula for another group, and the group in these situations, which I fixed here, is the so-called stable endoscopic group attached to the situation G eta. So to the pair G eta, one considers the stable endoscopic, stable twisted endoscopic, sorry. G1, and this can be obtained as follows. To the pair G eta, one considers this is the dual group. So I assume it's a split group, so the available group doesn't matter. I own this dual G hat as a complex group, and eta hat. Eta hat is an automorphism of G hat, which fixes some splitting of G hat. And what I can consider now is the fixed point set of eta hat and G hat, and the connected component of this. This I call the group G1 hat, and G1 is the split group which has as dual just this group. So this implies, for example, the following. If I have in G1 a Borel B1 and a torus T1, this implies that the character group of the torus T1 is the same as the co-character group of the dual torus, and the co-character group of the dual torus is, because of we have this condition, just this set of eta hat invariants in the co-character group of the dual torus in the for the group G hat. And this is now the character group of the torus T. So this is the group of eta invariants in the character group of T. And furthermore, one has for the co-character groups the homomorphism which maps them to the co-invariants, and I call it pi. So these are the co-invariants, and the co-invariants may be identified with the co-characters of the torus T1. So one can give a list of examples for this construction. A, this I call the case in Dynkin diagrams Pn corresponds to A to I 2n minus 1. Here the group G is GL2n times GL1. The automorphism eta is of the form that it maps pair A, big A, little a, to the transpose inverse of A conjugated with a matrix J. And the first component and the determinant of big A times little a in the second component. So for the group G hat, the dual group, one has the corresponding complex groups. G1 one hat, then just consists the eta hat now makes the following. We don't multiply here with the determinant of A, but multiply the first component with a little a. So what one gets here is the GST 2n of C, and as group G1, one obtains the G spin group with index 2n plus 1 as a group over Q. So the second example is called Cn corresponds to A. 2n as a group G, I take PGL 2n plus 1. Here alpha maps to J times T, the transposed inverse of A, times J inverse. The group G hat is then, of course, SL 2n plus 1 of Z. G1 hat is the SO 2n plus 1 of Z, and the dual group is finally the SP 2n. And one has a third family of examples, which is called Cn corresponds to Dn plus 1. So one starts with a group SO 2n plus 2. As an eta, one takes some special reflection in the orthogonal group, so it has a determinant of eta is equal to minus 1. Doesn't matter, I will not explain it in more detail. So one gets as a dual group SO2 n plus 1 of C. G1 hat is an SO2 n plus 1. And the dual of this, of course, is already an SP2 n. So for a character lambda in the character group of T1, which is the same as the eta invariance in the character group of the torus T, one considers, which I assume is it's positive in appropriate sense, one considers the following representations, E lambda of the group G semi-direct with eta. This is E lambda is the irreducible representation with highest weight lambda, and since lambda is eta invariant as a character on the torus of G, it's the eta conjugate of it is isomorphic to E lambda again. And what one has to normalize is the following, that eta acts as identity on the highest weight space. And finally, I take the representation E lambda 1 of the group G1. This is just an irreducible representation, the irreducible representation with highest weight. Lambda and a representation of the group G1. So the philosophy now is the following. That the cohomology of the group G with which has this outer automorphism eta with a coefficient in this coefficient system E lambda should be the lift of the cohomology of the stable endoscopic group G1 with coefficients in the system E lambda 1. This is only correct modulo representations which are induced from GAF to the semi-direct product with GAF and eta, which means the following, that I ignore representations which are not eta invariant, and so these representations may be induced, and then their restrictions to GAF have run over all eta orbits. Or the other thing is, if I have a representation of GAF which is eta invariant, I have several choices to continue to extend it them to a representation of the semi-direct product, and these extensions differ by if eta is of order 2, they differ by a sign. And if these extensions appear, if I have some representations which appear with different signs, then the sum of them is cancelled out here. So this says that these representations, they are of course occur herein, and if I ignore them, then what remains is a lift of from here. So this is philosophy because of the following. If one wants to prove some results like this, one has to compare these trace formulas for G and for the stable twisted endoscopic group G1, and to what matches good is are these simple factors here and the trace of on the coefficient system. So what one has the following lemma: the trace of gamma times eta on the representation E lambda equals the trace of gamma 1 on the representation E lambda 1 if gamma and gamma 1 are matching, which means the following: gamma lives in the group G of Q. It's eta conjugate, or it may be eta conjugated to some element gamma star in the torus over the algebraic closure of Q. And from here, I have the projection. This is just x lower star of the torus times q bar star. Here I have the projection to t1 of q bar, which is now x lower star of t1 tensor q bar star. And if this gamma star maps to some gamma 1 star here, which is conjugate in the usual sense to gamma 1 inside G of G1 of Q, then these elements are called matching. So this lemma is can be obtained by every proof which applies to the Weyl character formula. I think the problem with this lemma is to understand the concept of twisted endoscopy and it to prove it. So what the problem one has to solve is to compare the stable orbital integrals. And here one needs the fundamental lemma. Which says in the first version that the stable orbital integrals, O stable gamma times eta of hf of the characteristic function of g of zp equals the stable orbital integral of gamma 1 of the characteristic function of g1 of zp. For matching gamma and gamma 1, and of course one has the version for it for the Hecke algebras so it's the second part is it is compatible with the local Hecke algebras at the unramified places. I will explain this description because I'm running out of time. What can be proved is the following, and this is a joint work with Joachim Beimann and Werner Weishauer, that the fundamental lemmas for this series of examples A, B, and C are equivalent, say up to n for all n which are less or equal some fixed m. So for each m, the fundamental lemmas less than are all equivalent. And what has been proved by Flicker is that the fundamental lemma for the situation B2 to A3 is correct, and part 2 can be shown is correct in if one needs so the reduction from part 2 to part 1 is correct, and then one obtains the following lifting situations. One has.
I'm sorry. What is n? What is
this means if I state the fundamental lemma for all n's up to some fixed m, then these are all this. Family of fundamental lemmas for all n up to some m are equivalent. So So one obtains it following lifting situations. One is from GSP4, which can be considered as the group G-spin 5 to the group GL4 times GM, and the other is the L from SP4 to PGL5. And from this one deduces the following theorems, that each automorphic representation of GSP4, which contributes to cohomology and is not say cuspidal automorphic representation is not CLP or endoscopic. This occurs with multiplicity four in the third cohomology H3 of this Siegel modular threefold, and it's equivalent to some generic automorphic representation, so some automorphic representation which has the Whittaker model. It's weakly equivalent, so equivalent at almost all places. So for the first statement, one uses the first lift, and for the second statement, one restricts the representation here to the group SP4, and then one knows that it has a lift for the group PGL5. And this implies that the lift in this group has the following property. Its exterior square L function has a pole at S equals 1, and therefore one can make the theta correspondence backwards from here to here, and this theta correspondence then gives a generic representation here. So, and from these two statements, I think one deduces the multiplicity one formula for automorphic representations which contribute to cohomology. Thank you. I'm done.